This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, February 25th. While awaiting news on China trade and delayed USDA reports steadies the cattle market Friday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
The live cattle firmed up. The packers are still short bought right now, and it seems like next week the cattle inventory report is going to be coming up, and demand is good, and so the market continues to stay in that uptrend channel, and there's nothing really pushing it back. Now, the feeders, they did slip a little bit. The feedlot conditions have been mixed, so it's been back and forth, actually. We've had two-sided trading. This afternoon, there's going to be the on-feed and the cold storage report, but they both look like they could be positive. Interestingly enough, though, these are old numbers, so it's from back in January, but we need to get those numbers so that we have something to build on going forward. A lot of reports coming in. If this trade deal goes through, I think it's going to start to affect all the commodity markets across the board.
Chicago March wheat prices closed Friday up a quarter point at 485. March corn was down a quarter point at 375 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for February ended the day unchanged, ranging from 620 to 635. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for February were up 2.75, ranging from 616 to 646. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for February were up 6.75, ranging from 664.5 to 684.5. Live cattle for February were up $1.05 at 128.55. March feeder cattle were down 32.5 cents at 142.97.5. And February Class 3 milk was down a nickel at 13.95.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.